Now, I've heard some interesting comments today on this bill. One is that, you know, we've done it this way year after year after year. I think the exact number of years is 20. Previous to 1996, judges were elected exactly the way we're trying to go back to here. So for the majority of the time in North Carolina, we have elected judges the exact way we're proposing to do so in this bill. I don't know that there's anyone in this building who would argue with a straight face that judges were more partisan before 1996 than they have been since then. It would shock me if anybody believes that. It would also shock me if anybody believes that, for instance, if we had to run without disclosing our political affiliation in the General Assembly, that I, for instance, would be a less partisan person next time I come back than I am right now, or that somehow I would change what I believe in or change the way I vote here on the House floor. Nothing could be further from the truth. You know, I work in a industry in the financial services business where full disclosure is required, as it should be, to an excruciating extent. And that's exactly the way it should be. And I think government ought to be the same way. I think the voters have a right to know everything they can about a person. That's why I'm supporting this bill.